Yeah, just the quotes in that story, the Yahoo story about the anonymous Lions player calling out Sue. How troublesome is that it's coming from within?
I don't even know if it's coming from within. You know, I think that before, when we had anonymous source criticize and everything else, we took the approach of we're not going to comment on that. And I think I'll take the same approach here. You know, I think that when we start responding to reports or anonymous sources, it just further cheapens this whole thing. And you know, we go on the record for what we believe and how we react and stuff like that. And I'll just end it there.
Did you feel like that there's any fracturing going on? Do you have a good finger for that? I mean, you talk to the leaders and stuff. If there's any fracturing going on with the.
Yeah, I mean, I think any time that you lose, particularly four games that we've lost that have been literally one play, you know, it's very disappointing. It can be very frustrating for a team. But like you said, it's up to the leaders of the team to stay together. You need to be able to keep that in context. A lot of times from a player standpoint, and particularly some of the ways we've lost, you know, wasn't one play in the game. It was maybe six plays. And if we make one of those six, you know, we have a very good opportunity to win. That's hard on players because, you know, you go and lose the game and they all feel as though they were the one that made the play that could have lost the game. You know, sometimes it's easier to get beat 42-0. You know, player drops a touchdown pass or has a penalty, looks at it and says, you know, geez, you know, it didn't really cost us the game. So it's always, anytime you lose, it's difficult. And in sports in general, professional sports, college sports, anything else, it's always a difficult situation. But I think in this case, it's even a little tougher because of the way that we've lost those games. And, you know, from a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint, you know, everybody feels responsible and everybody's anxious to do better.
How did you address that with the team today, if at all?
Well, I mean, I have addressed it, but I'm not going to go into things like that. I've never gone to you guys with what's said and behind closed doors, because there's a reason that we say them behind closed doors. And I think that's one of the things that's it's gotten astray in this whole thing is, you know, some things are best left in meeting rooms and locker rooms and things like that. And as we continue to peel the curtain back more and more and try to make this all into a soap opera, there's less and less opportunity, or there's less and less of it stays where it should. So, you know, things I say to the team, well, I'd like to keep between me and the team.
When you lose four straight, how do you prevent the floodgates, you know, from opening?
We're not worried about that. We're worried about the Green Bay Packers. And if we're worried about anything else, we're not going to play very well on Sunday. We need to keep our concentration on the Green Bay Packers. They have nothing to do with, you know, the other stuff that's happened, even though they were one of the games. You go out and you practice and you stay focused on the next opponent. That's what we need to do.
Is there enough leadership in the locker room? I know guys like Kyle and Nate and, you know, Corey, those are good guys, but some of your better players, Kelvin, Matt, they seem quieter. You know, not the sort of grab you by your face mask type you know, leaders that some teams have.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody can do a little more, but I'm very happy with the leadership on our team. And I think that you know, all those guys have a little different personality. Some guys talk a lot more, some guys don't. It just goes beyond our captains on our team. You mentioned some of those other guys. I think it's up to each individual. It's up to, you know, all the players to find a way to pull together.
Is there a difference, though, when you have one of your stars as one of your strongest and most vocal leaders?
What do you mean?
I mean, like a Drew Brees. You know, last year I was in New Orleans right before the playoff, and he went to every single player in that locker room, offense, defense, and had private conversations with them in their face. Some of it was aggressive, some of it was whatever.
Well, it wasn't private if you were saying it.
Well, I mean, he didn't tell me what he was talking about, but I mean, it was in-your-face stuff. Is that the difference when a star does it versus just a veteran?
Look, there's a lot of different personalities. Everybody has a different way about them. You can't have people go outside of their personality just to do things. I mean, I think too much is made of it, you know. We're very pleased with the leadership of our team. We're in a tough spot as a team because of losing four in a row and the way we've lost a couple of them. But we'll get out of it.
How any important? Word on how Broyles' surgery went?
As expected, I guess you'd say. There were no surprises. He's got a long road to rehab, but he's gone through it before. And like I said, there's a decent amount of players that have gone through what he's gone through. And, you know, we have a couple on our team. There's a couple across the league. He's a really hard worker. He's strong. I think a lot of times when there's surgeries, particularly ACL, they wait a while. And the reason they wait a while is they want to get all the swelling out and things like that. And in this case, he didn't swell up, which was a good sign. That's why they operated so quickly. So, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time with his rehab, but it's not going to be an overnight thing. He's going to have a long road ahead of him. We'll be patient with him like we were last year. And we expect him back on the field, and we expect him making plays for us, and you know, even be better than ever.
Did Dr. Anders do the surgery?
Yes, he had it down in Alabama.
The fact that he went through that before and knows the rehab. I mean, Brandon did it twice, and it seemed like the second time he was back a little bit quicker. Maybe was that because he knew the process of all that? Or?
I don't know. I think it does make it a little bit easier if you have gone through it before. You know that it's a long road. You know that there's going to be no shortcuts. You know, it's like going for a long drive. You just get in the car and know it's going to be, you know, 10 hours. You can't after 15 minutes say, when are we going to get there? And having the perspective of having it done before, I think certainly affects that attitude. Like I said, they're good, hard workers, and, you know, we're very confident in our trainers and the doctors and everybody else to be able to get him through.
One thing about Sue is, talking to Gunn a little bit about this, it seems like a lot has been made about that last play in the last game. Is it unfair to hang so much of the blame or the loss on him on that one play when so many other parts of the game could have, you know, changed too?
Yeah, we haven't done that. I mean, if somebody else has done it, then that's on them, but we haven't done it, and we've never taken the approach of, you know, saying what our breakdown is. It's, hey, if our offense breaks down or our defense breaks down, that's the only thing that matters, whether a guy, you know, drops a catch or misses a blitz pickup or, you know, does anything, misses a coverage. You know, it's the defense that breaks down to the offense, and that's what happened in this case. So to respond to the people that want to assign blame, again, we're going about it the wrong way. There we go.
You guys.
A couple more for Jim.
After starting 2-10 a couple years ago, you guys won all four in the final quarter, really used that as a springboard to the following season. Have you brought that up, or do you look at that as something that you can do here, you know, at the end of this year to
repeat that success? Well, we're certainly trying to win every single game we play. I mean, if that's the question, yeah, we definitely want to go out and win the last four. We can't worry about the last four. We can only worry about this next one that we're playing. You know, and there were some similarities, some differences, but some of the similarities were that we played a bunch of close games in that year. We lost an overtime game to the Jets that really rings the bell. Had a chance late against Buffalo. You know, we didn't make that play. You know, came back and then made a few at the end of the game. Miami, we came back, made a couple big plays to win. And, you know, as much has been said about the way we finished these last three games in particular, you know, we also have times this year where we've made those plays. The end of the St. Louis game, you know, Philadelphia, you know, we had to go out and get a stop on defense. We got it. So we certainly have it within our grasp to be able to do it. Just have to be able to get it, go out and get it done during crunch time.
Let me ask you differently. Just in retrospect, then, did that end of the 2010 season, how much did that help you in 2011?
I think anytime you win a game, it helps. You know, from an experience standpoint, from just the team, from your record, you know, that's what you strive to do every single week. So it certainly helped us as a franchise. You know, and we can do the same thing. We can do the same thing over these games, but again, it starts Green Bay on Sunday.